defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thober. The Federal Drug Administration has reviewed and confirmed the effectiveness of a second vaccine for COVID-19 developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. It's likely that vaccine could receive emergency use authorization approval before the end of this week. Having vaccines that have proven effective may be the beginning of the end of the pandemic, but many Coloradans still aren't convinced.
8 out of 10 black people will not be in line to take that vaccine initially. There's a fundamental distrust of the healthcare system.
That's Brother Jeff of the Brother Jeff Cultural Center in Denver. He says the African-American community remains scarred after nearly a century of horror stories have been passed down about mistreatment of blacks in medical experiments at Tuskegee, Alabama, and other places. Jeff says that distrust is far from new and won't be solved overnight. Colorado is setting up a vaccine equity task force, and the nonprofit Immunize Colorado is helping with that. The task force will work across the state to get information out to communities of color and answer folks' questions. The hope will be to build up trust in the vaccine so more people can get immunized. I'm Jim Williams.
Colorado's COVID-19 numbers are headed in the right direction. 1,445 people are currently hospitalized statewide for the virus. That number is a lot less than the 1,800 that were hospitalized at the start of this month. Daily new cases are dropping as well. The state's weekly average positivity rate has dropped below 9% for the first time in months. The Space Force Association serves as the voice for members of the nation's newest armed forces division, Space Command. That association has voiced a preference for the headquarters to remain at Peterson Air Force Base near the Springs. The association says they believe the command should be left where it is right now for military reasons. However, they do say the quality of life here in Colorado is very good and something you just can't put a price on. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
It's the holiday season. A time to shop for friends and family, not scammers. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation Identity Theft and Fraud Unit reminds you to protect your identity and your money. Use credit, not debit, for purchases, and only use trusted sites for online buys. Call CBI ID Theft Victim Advocates at 303-239-4257 if you've been a scam victim or would like fraud prevention information. Brought to you by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
With the holidays upon us, during an unprecedented year, there's never been a better time to be home, to focus on health and family, to reflect on the past and dream of the future. Family-owned American Financing is proud to serve the home loan needs of Coloradans for over 20 years. Start your custom loan by calling 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net and MLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Hi, this is Kevin from Badger Insurance Advisors. The holidays are a joyful time of year, but can be stressful. Our mission has always been to protect what matters to you. Whether you're looking to save some money on insurance or protect your investments from the elements, leave the worrying to us. Enjoy this holiday season. Spend time with friends and family, and be hopeful for a prosperous new year. Contact us today at 303-359-1799. Or find us online at BadgerInsuranceAdvisors.com. Happy Holidays!
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town.
Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the New World Order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined, in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy. But someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
Welcome to Open Forum Wednesday. This is Brain Cleavage, and I'm Kara, your host. Brain Cleavage, where thinking is always robust and intelligence is never artificial.
But I also said, in South Dakota, we're not going to focus on positive cases of the virus. We know we can't stop this virus. The science tells us that. All we can do is slow it down so that we have the capacity to take care of people in our healthcare systems. What I talked about every single day and still talk about today is how many people do we have in the hospital? That was our main focus, was that we made sure we had the experts ready to respond at a time of need. So today I have about 9% of folks in my hospital systems are there because of COVID-19. I think in my ICUs, 12% of the people that are there from COVID-19. So we're in great shape as it comes to having that capacity available for those folks that would catch the virus and need that care.
Well, that is Governor Kristi Noem from my home state of South Dakota. And in fact, that's where I'm sitting today, in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And I have parents who have both contracted and are now recovering from COVID-19. And to join me in talking about that, about vaccines, about numbers, and what stories the numbers tell, what stories you tell by not talking about all the numbers and all of those kinds of things, is my friend Dr. John Dunn from Texas. He's from the Heartland organization, heartland.org. You'll remember him from a few weeks back, and we've invited him back to talk with us again today. Dr. Dunn, are you hearing me? Go ahead and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's great to have you back. And, you know, I had almost forgotten, since it has been a while since we had you, that you are not only an MD, you practiced medicine, ER medicine predominantly, but you're also an attorney, a very unusual combination.
Well, I went to law school so I could learn about history and civics and government, not because I wanted to practice law. In order to be able to be a good lawyer, you have to do what is the equivalent in medicine of an internship and a residency, learning how to practice the law and avoid causing your clients to lose because you don't know what you're doing. So law school is a great education in what you might call America. It is about American law, society, social systems, and how government and the the people that are the populace have decided to run their country. And I have to say it was a great experience. There were certain courses I didn't like, but almost all of them were very informative and helpful. I practiced emergency medicine, worked for the Army for the last 14 years. I practiced emergency medicine, but I quit because of a hearing problem in June of 17. So all I do now is take care of the local jail, which has about 160 beds. And I do some consulting for hospitals, small hospitals in rural settings where their medical staff needs to have an outsider come in and referee disputes or review charts and discuss medical issues. So that's what I do for the present.
Thanks for giving us a reminder summary of all of that. That's always good to go back over. And you also write for the heartland.org. That's kind of a think tank, and you write a lot of articles for them on many different subjects, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Because of the fact that the local college asked me to teach environmental law back in the early 90s, I became interested in the Environmental Protection Agency and the regulatory activities of the agencies that have to do with the environment and the regulation of business. So I expanded my areas of interest beyond medicine and constitutional law, which is always an area where people like me end up being interested because the Constitution is ultimately the most remarkable document that ever existed, and it attempts to explain how people should govern themselves in a way that provides for freedom, at the same time, a rule of law and order.
Yes, very good. Well, you know, Dr. Dunn, because you are a medical doctor, a physician, you know that probably anyway, roughly, every 11 seconds, someone dies in the United States. 2.8 million people die every year in the United States. That's about 7,755 deaths per day, 323 deaths per hour. But you know, before this COVID pandemic, you'd think we just thought nobody died. And now we're, you know, really inflamed and paranoid over the smaller number of people who are dying from COVID, as if that's controlling our whole existence. And I'm pretty concerned about what a lack of perspective there is, and I imagine you probably see that as well.
Well, it's a political scam, and there's no denying it. I can certainly assert that the Chinese had a lot to do with creating the worldwide epidemic because of the fact that they were careless about the travel of Chinese people from Wuhan and the areas where the virus was to other parts of the world. But separate from the fact that they launched this virus, and it was probably the product of a viral lab in Wuhan that was in the business of doing viral research to create more lethal and more harmful viruses.
Let's pick that up when we come back from the break. We'll be right back after this message.
Hi, I'm Kara. Join me on Open Forum Wednesday for my show, Brain Cleavage, where thinking is always robust and intelligence is never artificial. Join me every Wednesday, 11 a.m. on KHNC 1360 a.m.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya, co-owner of Front Range Academy of Music, or FRAM for short. I have over 20 years' experience studying, performing, and teaching piano in Russia and the U.S. We offer lessons in piano, trumpet, and clarinet, as well as group lessons in music theory and history. To learn more, please visit our website, www.fr-am.com. Contact us to give your child the gift of music today.
Cleaning out your garage or basement and not sure what to do with those old books, records, or cassette tapes? Then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell, trade record players, turntables, amplifiers, receivers, and vintage radios, working or not. They're your one-stop shop for books, music, stereos, you name it, they got it. Check out FortCollinsBazaar.com or call 970-484-1699. Located at 1014 South College in Fort Collins, 970-484-1699.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation. Today's telecommunications networks are focused on improving the customer experience. Maxcom has developed a new fiber tap to reduce and eliminate customer downtime while troubleshooting and testing the network. The device maintains signal continuity to subscribers while providing a test port for troubleshooting. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Enter promo code KHNC when shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's promo code KHNC.
If one governor makes bad decisions like that, of South Dakota,
the Republican governor there has refused to order any statewide COVID restrictions.
We all remember South Dakota's massive biker rally. Remember in Sturgis, South Dakota?
I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm just trying to tell the facts. South Dakota and its hospital, its ICUs are under surge.
Under surge, under siege, whatever. We all do that. I do that. It's late at night. Now, well, those claims of this COVID explosion in South Dakota deserve a little fact-checking, don't you think? Yesterday, the state reported just 621 new cases and 7 deaths. And as to the idea that hospitals are being overwhelmed, well, COVID patients only occupy 12.4% of South Dakota's hospital beds. But that doesn't even tell the whole story, because those want South Dakota to fail because they didn't lock down in South Dakota. And what has that produced? Well, something people really love. It's called a job, an unemployment rate that is the second lowest in the country.
So, Dr. Dunn, you were talking about, we were pointing out the differences between actual fact and hype and things that are being used for political gain when we went away to the break. And I just wanted to play that clip because it really shows, it's another example of, you know, the discord that there is between certain different news, so-called news sources, and the way they're interpreting the facts. So when we went away, you were talking about that the coronavirus was basically created and released, and you might have had a few other things you wanted to say about that.
Well, so here's what you can track the fact that the coronavirus was probably around last year, fall of 19. Wasn't reported by the Chinese, even though they may have known about it, and then it was spread. And it started really developing into a pandemic situation in the early part of 2020. And the spread across the Europe and Asia and Africa and South America and America continued. The reason, though, that I think this is a particularly unique kind of situation is that there was a universal move to lockdowns, school closures, and severe reactions driven by fear. And if you looked at the early examples of COVID-19 infections, and they were available from the Diamond Princess, which was a cruise ship, and the Teddy Roosevelt, which is an aircraft carrier, Diamond Princess had 3,700 people on board, passengers and crew. And there were a small number of people past the age of 90, a little larger number past the age of 80, and then again increases in the number of people that were passengers down into the 50s. The Teddy Roosevelt, since it was a Navy ship, didn't have very many people past the age of 60, if any, maybe a few officers. And there were a few mid-level officers that were in their 50s. The infection rate in those two boats was 17% and 18%, and they were confined to relatively close quarters for a significant period of time, the number of deaths on the Roosevelt, zero. Mm-hmm. The number of deaths on the Diamond Princess originally was seven, then ultimately 13 or 14 deaths were attributed to COVID, all of them in individuals who were elderly, very elderly. And so you'd say, well, that's not a very infective virus. We've had viruses that went through the population of the United States in the past that went after kids, went after healthy adults, killed a lot of people, killed thousands of people, influenza viruses and other respiratory viruses have been around for a long time. Why did Anthony Fauci and others, World Health Organization, urging them on, why did they go to such dramatic actions for another respiratory virus? Well, I think there were political reasons.
Right.
And we are paying the price for it. This country has been devastated by not the virus, but the reaction to the virus. And the political establishment used the virus to do things that were unprecedented, never occurred before in the history of the United States, all the way back to the Spanish flu in the late teens, right after the First World War. The most dramatic example I can give you of a difference in the way of reaction with the same players in the mix was Anthony Fauci has been the director of infectious disease and immunology allergy at the National Institutes of Health since 1984. So he's been through a number of influenza outbreaks. The one that strikes everybody as the most interesting and most difficult was the swine flu epidemic of 2009. Mm-hmm. Anthony Fauci didn't recommend anything.
Mm-hmm. There was a different party in office in the White House at that time.
Guess who was in office?
Well,
Fauci is a hair on fire Democrat. There isn't any doubt about that. Like most people who worked for the government all their lives, Anthony Fauci is a guy who loved Obama, who had a relatively close relationship to Obama, close enough that Obama appointed his wife to his medical ethics commission.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had this public position, and Donald Trump made the mistake of putting him in a position to advise the country as to what they should do, and we ended up with, around the world, a World Health Organization promoted shutdown, lockdown, school closure approach that was definitely going to destroy or severely damage Western industry and business.
Yes.
They've been very successful, haven't they?
They have been. Governor Noem, in some of her remarks that I've listened to, says that Dr. Fauci told her that on her worst day she would see 10,000 hospitalization or patients that needed hospitalization in the state of South Dakota. And she said, even with the surge here, that has only been at the worst, it's been 200. And, you know, that's just one of many examples of
Fauci
what
is, I think. Let's get it straight. Fauci is a liar. He's a liar. And there isn't any getting around the fact that he's a liar, and he lies for political reasons. Mm. And he loves the idea of having the limelight and everybody deferring to him and his expertise. Well, let me tell you what his expertise is. He did an internal medicine residency at Cornell and then went immediately into the government and began in the...
Uh-oh. I think for some reason Dr. Dunn dropped off, probably accidentally disconnected himself. So we'll wait, give him a chance to call back in. I want to hear more of what he had to say about Dr. Fauci. He certainly goes back a long ways in the medical field and has a lot of knowledge about what happens at the NIH and other places. And so we'll look forward to hearing more of what he was wanting to tell us about that. I was, you know, making some comment before he came in that it was interesting that Governor Noem here in South Dakota shared that she was given these outrageous, wild estimates of how many people would be sick. And so then I think we have Dr. Dunn back. I'll bring him on here in a second. And Dr. Dunn just cut right to the chase and said he's just not telling the truth. And fortunately in South Dakota, they have a governor who actually thinks for herself and does has her own a network of people and policymakers who study things and don't just follow at like a little puppet what they're told from the top down. Dr. Dunn, I think we have you back. So,
as Arnold would say, I'm back.
You're back.
Carry on. Tell your engineer that this is the second time I got an interruption by a busy signal, and I'm not sure exactly what happened. Anyway, so I was in the midst of talking about how Anthony Fauci is a liar, and he's continued to lie for the last 8 months or more. And but his history of lying goes back a long ways, and his misconduct as the director of infectious disease and allergy and immunity at the NIH is not something that's new. It should have been known by Donald Trump. Donald Trump should have known that he was a political animal and that he did things for political reasons, but he also was tremendously influenced by the big pharmaceutical companies, the people that make vaccines, the people that make drugs for infections. And the best example I can give you that was very similar to his effort to destroy any belief in the fact that hydroxychloroquine would help in patients who were suffering from COVID, particularly in the early stages of their infection, goes back to the HIV epidemic in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, there was a pneumonia caused by a microorganism that was rather unusual because it really only caused pneumonias in people who had immune deficiencies. And if you remember, HIV is an immune deficiency disease. People are susceptible to infections. The infection was caused by a bug called Pneumocysti carinii, and PCP was the short for it. And the doctors that were involved in treating these people with HIV that had the pneumonia found that Bactrim, a very cheap drug that consists of sulfa and methoxysulfa, it's a two-drug antibiotic, was able to treat the pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And Fauci put the kibosh on it in favor of what he wanted to promote, which was a drug called AZT. AZT was a failure drug. It hadn't done anything good in all of its history. And in fact, it had originally been proposed as a cancer drug. It didn't work very well.
It killed a lot of people, didn't it?
It sat on the shelf, and he brought it out. And mm-hmm. AZT was not only not known to be that good with infections and was not really that good with HIV, but it also had tremendous side effects and made people sick. And so here he is promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say, well, what was his motivation? Well, can you imagine that maybe he was motivated by the fact that drug companies pay the NIH to be able to sell their drug?
Mm-hmm. So here's a question. Here's a question for you, Doctor. If HIV is, an immune deficiency disorder, why is it used as an adjuvant in vaccines?
I don't know anything about that, and I can't tell you enough about vaccinology to be able to even comment on that. But here's what you need to understand. The theory on HIV is that it's caused by a retrovirus,
uh-huh.
which
uh-huh.
invades the cell and interferes with cells that are related to immune function. And so that's the reason why people get complicated illnesses and why they're susceptible to infection.
Uh-huh.
They also waste away, and they develop encephalopathy, which is brain disease caused by the retrovirus itself. So not being a virologist, I'm not going to be able to comment on what somebody might have said to you about that sort of thing. I can tell you this, that viruses are a big, they're a big part of the game. And there are, and you, first of all, you have to remember that in 2014, the laboratories in the United States that were doing gain-of-function viral research. That sounds scary to you?
Yes, it does. Hold that thought. Why, while
would, why would you want to do gain-of-function research on a virus?
Okay.
In other words,
keep that question hot, and we'll bring it back up when we come back from these 3 minutes of messages.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hi, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening to me every weekday from 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies. Hey, do you own a business in northern Colorado or surrounding areas? Are you looking to reach a conservative, loyal audience which could grow your business? Well, take my advice and contact my friends at KHNC. KHNC has a rapidly growing, conservative, family-based audience, and you can speak directly to them. Now, if you're looking for the type of customers or clients that believe in the principles that our great country was founded upon, just contact my friends at KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, and learn how you can be heard right on the air. Just call 970-587-5003 or email on the air at 1360KHNC.com. That's 970-587-5003 or email on the air at 1360KHNC.com. Take it from me, Brian Kilmeade. You can showcase your business to the folks that are helping to take our country back.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hello, I'm attorney Thomas Curry. My firm focuses on providing affordable, personalized estate planning for couples and individuals regardless of age or circumstance. When we first meet, we will identify what is important to you and your family, then discuss what legal tools could be a good match for your situation. Please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule your free consultation. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me, yeah. Think, let your mind go, let yourself be free. Oh, freedom.
Dr. John Dunn on Brain Cleavage. And Dr. Dunn, when we went away to the break, you were talking about a particular question that you had raised about the science of viruses and treating them. And then after you finish that, I'd like to talk a little bit about the recent news about hydroxychloroquine.
That'd be fine. First of all, I want to tell you. So in 2014, the Director of Health and Human Services, which is the division that includes the National Institutes of Health, put a moratorium on gain-of-function viral research. There were laboratories in the United States that were involved in it, and the best way to think about it is how to make viruses bad boys. make them worse than they are, okay? Mm. And what can be done? And the idea was, well, we need to make sure that we find out what bioweapons we might have to deal with in the future so that we can create vaccines or treatments that will prevent problems. But the Health and Human Services Department said, no, this is just too damn dangerous. We're going to put a moratorium on this. So the labs in the United States were shut down, and the research was transferred, guess where?
China?
Yeah. Okay, and guess who arranged to get a $3.5 million grant to the Wuhan lab in China from the National Institutes of Health?
Probably Mr. Fauci?
Yep. Now, here's another thing that you need to understand. There's a messiah in this game. And the messiah wears glasses and made a ton of money in computers.
Uh-huh.
And
he thinks he's making pronouncements. Yeah.
He's making pronouncements now. And Dr. Bill Gates says, well, this pandemic is going to go on for 2 more years, and vaccines are the only answer. And guess what? I've been involved with the World Health Organization. I've been working with them and with everybody that wants to work on vaccines, and I'm promoting vaccines as the answer.
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I trust Bill Gates, considering the fact that the last time he tried to save the world, he gave us the worst educational proposal that you can remember in your adult life?
Common Core. Yeah.
He and Melinda decided that they were going to pour money into Common Core because the American educational system needed their help. Well, thanks a lot. It was probably just as unsuccessful, actually worse than No Child Left Behind. Do you remember that one?
Yes. Race to the bottom.
There were lots of kids left behind after No Child Left Behind became the national promotion from the Department of Education. The only thing that it produced was teachers who were cheating in order to get their kids better scores.
Exactly.
And Common Core is what you would call the ideal way to make kids into little autonomons.
Right.
And to do what they're told and to be part of what I would call the new proletariat.
Exactly. So you remember, I'm sure, reading 1984, and we've taken that playbook and just applied it to our nation, really.
Isn't it unusual to realize that those predictions that were made by people that warned us about socialism, and George Orwell was one of the great ones. He was a socialist at heart. He really was a socialist, a devoted socialist, but he saw how bad socialism went in Russia, and that's why he wrote 1984.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he would have had the good sense to realize that socialism, no matter how you try to make it, it never works out well. It's always something that's basically an ideology that hates the individual and the individual's right to freedom.
That's true. But isn't it also amazing, Dr. Dunn, how skillful these people are at the propaganda piece so that they can take somebody like Bill Gates or legislation or agency, campaigns that are completely antithetical to how they're actually phrased, you know, what they actually say. They're the opposite. And people don't, you know, so many of the people don't question these things. They love Bill Gates. They follow him. He's, you know, somebody that they just look up to, and they don't even ask.
You know, he basically lives on the fact that he has good intentions.
Oh,
now, where is it that socialism finds the most sucker and the most support? By telling people we're just trying to make things fair.
But how many people have been killed by his vaccinations in Africa?
The point is, he loves vaccines. Bill Gates loves vaccines. He loves the World Health Organization. And Anthony Fauci is right there with him. And he's going to be the doctor for America in the Biden administration. Everybody loves him so much on the left that they can't possibly do without him. They need to have him telling people how to live.
Anybody who disputes all of that is summarily discredited, and I'm sure that you've been the target of some of that as well. So it's very.
I live in Texas. I live in Texas on 50 acres, and I don't pay much attention to what people might say about what I say. I think you have to tell people the truth. And Anthony Fauci is a liar. He deceives for purposes, and he wants control. He really loves the idea of telling people what they should or should not do for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, whether they should eat in or outdoors. It's the kind of thing that he loves.
Yeah.
Tell us about swine flu.
Yeah, let's do that. And hydroxychloroquine.
Swine flu came around in 2009. It was horrific in terms of the impact that it had on children. Anthony Fauci was in charge of the NIH Division on Infectious Disease and made no recommendation with regards to school closings. And yet, when this virus came around, early on, it was known, I told you, from the Diamond Princess and the Teddy Roosevelt, it was known to be a virus that caused most of its havoc in the elderly and the people with significant medical problems who were elderly. And yet, here comes Anthony Fauci, close it all down, close the schools, we need to socially distance. And I wanted to tell you this because I think people out there might want to hear this. The Marines did a good matchup study on masks and social distancing. They took two Marine units and they studied the question of which unit would suffer COVID infections, the one that didn't do anything or the one that went with social distancing and masks. Guess what?
I can guess.
No advantage to masks and social distancing.
Not from a health perspective.
If you think about that, how can you possibly make the argument that we should shut down the country and destroy the economy for a theoretical risk that Fauci has given us deceitful information on?
Control of the population through the media.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation, a manufacturer of high-quality fiber optic RF video solutions. We support clients that are building video networks, whether a traditional cable operator, a broadcaster delivering signals to a cable provider, or large end users such as hospitals or universities building a campus video network. We also provide complimentary designs to confirm our customer requirements. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Are you ready for that kitchen remodel, bathroom update, or new granite countertops and backsplash? Colorado Kitchen and Bath offers all the products from the floor to the ceiling. Do you know they also have a separate in-house floor covering department? Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl plank, laminate, and more. This is truly your one-stop shopping experience, offering quality, service, and satisfaction since 1983, right here in northern Colorado. Colorado Kitchen and Bath proudly offers R.D. Henry Cabinetry, with multiple styles and finishes in their builder-grade, semi-custom, and custom cabinetry line. Call today for your appointment at 970-353-2890, or just click on ckbsales.com. That's 970-353-2890, or log on to ckbsales.com. R.D. Henry Cabinetry from Colorado Kitchen and Bath. If you've been putting off that remodel, now's the time.
Beef at the grocery store costs twice as much as buying higher quality Angus beef through High Country Custom Beef from the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs. Order your quarter, half, or whole beef today. Backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, High Country Custom Beef is grass-raised, grain-finished, and better value than any of the competition. Place your order at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Join me every Sunday, 9 to 11 a.m., for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church on the new 1360 KHNC.
We don't need no thought control.
He's known for doing his own death-defying stunts through six installments of the Mission Impossible franchise.
That's the wrong door!
But on the set of Mission Impossible 7, there was one risk Tom Cruise reportedly wasn't willing to take.
We are not shutting this movie down!
In a recording published by The Sun, the Hollywood superstar heard berating crew members for reportedly violating coronavirus safety protocols.
I don't ever want to see it again! Ever! And if you don't do it, you're fired! And if I see you do it again, you're f***ing gone!
Ooh! Would you like to work for Tom Cruise? And especially since Dr. Dunn has already told us how very effective face masks and distancing are in protecting us against this virus. Kind of gives even more meaning to that little charade. Had you heard that one, no. Dr. Dunn?
No, but... but understand this. This is all about a scare. And the scare has been created that allows people to, for example, if you don't wear a mask, you're a killer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right? What some people
okay.
say.
Well,
yes.
that's a control mechanism. You know, if you're a true patriot, you'll social distance and wear a mask.
Right. But it's not based on truth. It's not based on true information, but who's in control of information? You know, it's really a difficult situation.
Here's the combination. The way that it goes, the people that have tried to apply the science and do the best they can to give people good advice have been suppressed because this is a political scam.
Right.
Don't make any excuses for these people. Sure, it's a bad virus. But when the swine flu virus went around, nobody did any of these things.
Because it wasn't necessary then, and it
isn't now. Guess what motivates the people? Well, guess what motivates the people that wanted to shut down the economy?
Fear and control.
It's more than that. They have specific people that they want to be in control. This is something that came out of China, and that's no accident.
Right.
And it's been promoted by the left, which has a cozy relationship with socialism and communism. As simple as that.
Well, right. And the rich industrialists have always been in bed with the communists, and that's no different now.
Well, think about it. All the big box stores have a big interest in China, okay? Mm-hmm. All the big box and all the high-tech people. And so if China is going to become more and more influential, They look at that as economically in their favor, and so when the things like you were going to ask me about hydroxychloroquine.
I think
it's probably a good idea to talk about that because everybody thinks about
it. Yes. I would like you to talk about that. Yes.
Okay. Originally, a French epidemiologist with international credentials and a tremendous reputation said, I think hydroxychloroquine is going to be really helpful. He used it. He found it to be very helpful in reducing the number of people who got really sick from COVID-19 and ended up dying. Okay, other research was done at places like the Henry Ford Medical System in Detroit, the Eastern Virginia Medical School, places like Yale and Stanford had faculty members who were basically doing a lot of research with regards to COVID-19. And the recommendations, originally it got started, believe it or not, by an Orthodox Jew doctor named Zelenko in New York who had treated a bunch of his neighbors, and they lived in a kind of an isolated community. That's the way Orthodox Jews sometimes do it, particularly the Hasidic version. And so he had a kind of a closed environment. He treated hundreds of individuals and kept them out of the hospital, and they didn't die. And so he published his work. Well, here comes Donald Trump, and he said, hey, you know, I've heard about this hydroxychloroquine. It must be pretty good because a lot of people are promoting it. And immediately, Anthony Fauci made it the last thing that you want to get involved with.
Because it worked, and he knew that.
Well, he, but not only that, but he had other plans. He wanted to promote a drug called remdesivir.
Well, and he couldn't have done that if everybody had started taking HCQ and we're getting...
That's right.
Killed.
There you go. And remdesivir was a lousy drug that came out during the Ebola crisis, and they found out it didn't work, so they had to put it on the shelf. And he resurrected it and said, well, we ought to use remdesivir. It's an IV drug that has to be given in the hospital, and even though it only costs about $10 to make it, the charge is $3,000.
Wow. Okay.
So Gilead, which is the company that made it, if I remember right, had a tremendous economic boost from Anthony Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of thing that's going on with the vaccination thing.
But now, hasn't the AMA come out and said that, you know, hydroxychloroquine is now acceptable as a treatment for COVID?
Yeah, well, I wrote that to you, and I forgot to tell you that the end of the story goes like this. So, after suppressing the people at Stanford and the people at the Mayo Clinic and the people at the Henry Ford, and after they decided that maybe there was some sense in using hydroxychloroquine in the early stages because the doctors in Brazil and Europe and a number of other areas, China and other places around the world, said that it was really a tremendous help with regards to COVID-19. The American Medical Association has reversed their original condemnation of hydroxychloroquine and said, well, it looks like it works.
Great.
This is eight months into it.
Yeah, but now are the pharmacy associations going to take out their lock? You know, it can't be dispensed.
It's variable across the country. I can tell you this. Costco pharmacies apparently are allowing people to use ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine in combination with doxycycline and zinc. As a prescribed medication for, actually you can call it COVID-19, but there are some other pharmacies and pharmacy companies that are still
being
reluctant.
Okay, we'll be back right after these messages.
Join me on Open Forum Thursdays, 11 to 1. World hegemony, new currencies, global societies, weather warfare, environmental agendas. Again, Thursday, 11 to 1, 1360 KHNC, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, in today's world of turmoil and change, how do you prepare for the next crisis? With propaganda-filled airwaves, who do you trust for the straight scoop? Our company, PacmanUSA.com, is built on 60 years of experience, truth, and integrity. We offer hard-to-get items covering a wide range of needs, things not found in the local big box store. Visit us at PacmanUSA.com. That's PacmanUSA.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Join us and don't miss a moment of the Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM.
Alex is here, 1 o'clock, Monday through Friday, right here on the Roar of the Rockies.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
Well, welcome back to Brain Cleavage. We've been talking today with Dr. John Dunn, and we've been talking a lot about misinformation. And I just have to play this very short clip that shows how Governor Noem in South Dakota handled the misinformation that was being leveled at her recently.
Speaking of Governor Kristi Noem right now, you just heard Governor Cuomo right there. Governor Noem, thanks for joining us this morning. COVID is rising in your state as well. Cases are up, hospitalizations are up, deaths are up. Are you prepared to work with President-elect Biden to get it under control?
Well, it is a regional increase that we're seeing. We are testing more. And frankly, George, I'm not going to take advice from Governor Cuomo. He has the second worst death rate per 100,000 people in this nation. He's at 173 deaths per 100,000 per capita. South Dakota's at 54. I appreciated that President Trump gave us the flexibility to do the right thing in our state, and we'll continue to do that. He let me do my job.
Well, you tell him, Kristi. Way to go. A little beautiful, slight build woman is the only governor in the United States of America that has stood up on her own two feet and done what's right for her state. And I'm so proud of her. I just had to give her a lot of play today. Go ahead, Dr. Dunn.
You got to appreciate Kristi Noem. Not only is she beautiful, she's a cowgirl.
Yep.
And she's a straight-up thinker and a person with courage. And
yes.
I was very impressed with the July 4th Rushmore event, and she was one of the reasons I was so impressed.
She did a great job.
I had a good time talking to you today, and I know we didn't talk about everything, but I would say this. Remember that socialists need to control people in order to be able to have what they want, which is totalitarian societies where people are just told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this control freak, Anthony Fauci, is, I think, sort of emblematic of the problem of people in the elite, snobby groups who want to be in charge of telling people how to live, but they don't necessarily want to follow the rules themselves.
Well, and that really tips their hand and shows that the truth is that what they're telling everybody they have to do is not necessary in order to be safe. So it just really exposes them in so many ways. And I appreciate you speaking out and very boldly, Dr. Dunn. We will definitely have you back again. We love the information that you impart to us. And most people, too, don't know that you recently had an accident. You actually broke your neck, and you're recovering from that. So we wish you well with your recovery.
Well, it's fine. I didn't get hurt above the chest. So actually, when it comes down to it, it didn't affect the way that I think or can talk, but it did cause me to have some problems with my arms and legs. In any event, I'm doing well, and I'm recovering fine. And it'll take some time, though. Thank you for calling, giving me this opportunity to tell people that what they need to do is be aware of the fact that there's a tremendous problem with media covering and the best way to describe it is the deceit that you hear from the media is designed for a political purpose.
It's so obvious, isn't it?
I would recommend that people watch OAN, which is on TV, or selectively watch some of the other commentators on TV, but the vast majority of the media can't be trusted with regards to these political issues at all.
Right. You have to find your news online, I think, really, to get real truth. And it's difficult, but that's what a thinking public is supposed to do. And when they start talking about COVID deaths and projections and models, and then they're totally off and they want you to lower the curve. But then once the curve is completely flat, they switch it to moving averages and positivity and cases. You know you are being misled and manipulated. So we all
people need to be aware of the fact that testing people requires that the test be accurate and that it doesn't produce too many false positives or false negatives. And in this case, there's been a real problem with the reliability of the testing. Separate from that, lots of people who get positive tests are not necessarily going to get sick.
That's true. Dr. Dunn, thank you so much for being with us on Brain Cleavage on Open Forum Wednesday with KHNC 1360 AM. We are the Roar of the Rockies.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948. Or go to happyhens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At happyhens.biz, we love happyhens.biz. Or call us at 303-829-5948.
Hi, KHNC listeners. Jerry Axon with Sears Real Estate. Please keep me in mind when you are ready to buy or sell, or if you have real estate questions. Another option is the lease with option to buy. The lease program is set up with a year-to-year lease and guarantees a fixed rent and purchase price for 5 years. Jerry Axum, 970-576-1089, 576-1089, jerry@searsrealestate.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thober. The Federal Drug Administration has reviewed and confirmed the effectiveness of a second vaccine for COVID-19 developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. It's likely that vaccine could receive emergency use authorization approval before the end of this week. Having vaccines that have proven effective may be the beginning of the end of the pandemic, but many Coloradans still aren't convinced.
Can you, like, shut up?
Not be in line to take that vaccine initially. There's a fundamental distrust of the healthcare system.
That's Brother Jeff of the Brother Jeff Cultural Center in Denver. He says the African-American community remains scarred after nearly a century of horror stories have been passed down about mistreatment of blacks in medical experiments at Tuskegee, Alabama, and other places. Jeff says that distrust is far from new and won't be solved overnight. Colorado is setting up a vaccine equity task force, and the nonprofit Immunize Colorado is helping with that. The task force will work across the state to get information out to communities of color and answer folks' questions. The hope will be to build up trust in the vaccine so more people can get immunized. I'm Jim Williams.
Colorado's COVID-19 numbers are headed in the right direction. 1,445 people are currently hospitalized statewide for the virus. That number
can
is
you
a
like,
lot less than 1,800 that were hospitalized at the start of this month. Daily new cases are dropping as well. The state's weekly average positivity rate has dropped below 9% for the first time in months. The Space Force Association